The Fourth World Apostolic Congress on Mercy, or WACOM 4, is taking place in the Philippine capital, Manila, next week. Communion in Mercy, Mission for Mercy is the theme of the January 16th to 20th event. WACOM is an international gathering of Divine Mercy devotees and promoters, among whom are cardinals, bishops, priests, religious, and the laity. So far, three WACOMs have been convened since it began in 2008. Pope Francis has nominated French Cardinal Philippe Barbarin, Archbishop of Lyon, as his special envoy to WACOM 4. To know more about the event, we called secular Carmelite Monina Tayamen, the WACOM Asia lay coordinator. Talking to us on the phone from Manila, the mother of six and formation director of Divine Mercy devotees in the Philippines began by giving us a brief background to WACOM.
WACOM was first convened in the year 2008, exactly 3 years after the death of Pope John Paul II. And henceforth, World Apostolic Congress on Mercy has been done every 3 years as a mandate of the Holy Father, Pope Benedict at that time. It started a non-stop mercy congresses, so that after every World Congress, the following year, all continents of the world would celebrate mercy congresses, and then National Congress. In the Philippines, we have done this celebration nonstop ever since 2005.
How many countries are involved in this Divine Mercy Apostolate?
Since the beginning of the World Congresses, many countries have been involved. Now, more and more peoples are coming in. Now in the Philippines, we have more than 40 countries involved, and we have a big number of delegates. I think this is going to be the biggest of all the four. We now have registered delegates of more than 4,000 members, and they still keep on coming.
What are some of the programs that you have for your members for Divine Mercy?
The first thing that we had wanted to do was to establish mercy centers. Like one case is when we put up these feeding centers in the heart of Manila at the Quiapo Church. We started feeding hundreds of people lining up in the streets. We cooked porridge, we call lugaw, non-stop the whole day. And we start feeding at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then at 12 o'clock noon, and at 6 o'clock in the evening. Even after that, we bring three big kettles of porridge in the streets of Manila and go to where hungry people are. And that's what we have been doing initially. It has continued on until the First World Congress. And we also have home evangelization program, bringing the prayer, teaching the recitation of the chaplet and other devotional prayers to the families whom we visit. We have many other programs, and we are deep into this special relationship of mercy with the Lord Jesus.
Now, Monina, let's go to the Congress itself. You just said that this will be the largest Congress so far with a maximum number of participants.
Yes. You know, we have official delegates who come from all over the dioceses in the Philippines and from all over the world. Archbishops, cardinals, priests, nuns, religious, and of course, the devotees themselves. We now have almost 5,000 regular delegates. They are registered and they paid for their registration. Now we also have fraternal delegates, we call them. These are the people who cannot stand the five-day-long Congress, but would be selecting 1 day or 2 days of the Congress. And they also number about 2,000 registered fraternal delegates. We have schools participating, seminaries participating, non-Christians participating. We have Buddhist monks. We are welcoming anyone because as long as you are a human being, you understand and you need the mercy of God.
This 5,000 and 2,000, a huge number. What about their accommodation, their food? How has the WACOM organized that?
Okay, it took us 3 years to plan. Right after Bogota, it was announced in Bogota, Colombia, that the next host for the World Congress is going to be the Philippines. We already started not only bending our knees in prayer, but exercising our brains and listening to the Lord for His inspiration, so we may be able to come up with a well-organized Congress. So the fruit of this is the fact that we were able to mobilize not only the devotees themselves, but the secular world, involving the travel agencies, how they can help us get these delegates into our country, serve them in the hotels that are affordable, and help the organizing committee unburden themselves of the too heavy load. Because if we all carried the load ourselves, it would be impossible to cater to the needs of all these people. But coming together as a big community, we cooperated very well, and they were the ones who facilitated, who accepted, who processed the papers of our foreign delegates, and the lay coordinators and the spiritual directors appointed by the bishops in the diocese were able to coordinate, collaborate with their members, and they were the ones who did the registration. So in each diocese, we had diocesan secretariat. It's not at all centralized. It was not a macro thing, it was a micro thing.
Tell us something about the WACOM 4 theme and how that theme is being exploited through the 5 days of this Congress, 16th to 20th.
Yes. Our theme is Communion in Mercy, Mission for Mercy. We look at it as a gathering of peoples in communion, listening to the voice of the Lord more than any time else in our lives, so that we may be able to fulfill our mission to spread the experience of mercy. The first day, we gather all these people who are in communion. So we have the cardinals, we have members of the Vatican who are coming in, almost all the bishops, we have more than 60 of them already confirming. We have cardinals from all over the world coming in, and we have hundreds of priests. That is why the Manila Cathedral, which can only accommodate 2,000, will be loaded with the clergy. Outside the parameters of the church will be where the delegates come in. So we will be watching on big screens outside the church. Then, on the second day, we go to the main event. The main event meaning where all the major talks are going to be delivered, and that is at the Pontifical University of Santo Tomas. So we are loaded with merciful messages on the second day. On the third day, we all go to the National Shrine of Padre Pio, where we will unload our burdens. Because there, as Padre Pio's charism is, charism of confession. And there, we will be catered to by more than 200 priests, different languages, who will hear confessions. After that, when we are cleansed, we are prepared to enter into a new experience of jubilant celebration. And that is where we go to the National Shrine of the Divine Mercy. In the morning, our delegates will visit 15 places of mercy, catering to the needy, catering to the helpless and the poor, poorest of the poor in our communities. We have several places of mercy. The elderly, the abandoned children, all kinds of mercy services is found here. And in the afternoon, that's where all the delegates come to the shrine and experience the Filipino hospitality, what we call Barrio Fiesta. Then, the last day, which is the day where all the delegates will be sent on mission, we all converge in one place called Las Casas Filipinas de Acosar, and we will all gather there for the liturgy and, of course, for the final celebration of goodbyes and sharing the joy of receiving the mercy of God that we may be able to bring back home to our own places, especially the foreigners.
That was Philippine Secular Carmelite Monina Tayamen, the Wacom Asia Lay Coordinator, talking about the 4th World Apostolic Congress on Mercy taking place in the Philippine capital Manila, January 16th to 20th. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.